This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for March 12. Today's Bible verse is from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 16 to 17. It says there, "For of his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ." End of quote. When we look at Christianity today, there are two groups of people inside it. Those who still want to live under the law, do's and don'ts system. The second group is the people who got a grip with a wonderful term called grace. The grace people have an S face written all over their face. I believe Jesus, having the fullness of grace inside him, has that S face on him. The legalist has a no face written all over. They live in a world of no's and don'ts and still struggling under the yoke of slavery of the law. I see grace face in Jesus when I read the Gospels. Just a few examples are the account of the woman caught in adultery in John chapter 8 and the sinful woman of the town in Simon's house in Luke 7:36-50. And Peter's restoration in John 21:15-25. I am sure the above two women, Peter, John, and other apostles, had seen the yes and grace face in Jesus. They became the true apostles of grace later. The sinful woman of the town was not even afraid to come to Jesus when he was a guest in Simon the Pharisee's house. You see, Jesus had a wonderful grace-filled and welcoming face. And Pharisees hated it to the core because of their legalistic hearts. Apostle Paul wrote in Galatians chapter 1 verse 6 about the legalists that distort the truth of the grace of Christ in these words. He wrote, "I am amazed that you are so quickly deserting him who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel." End of quote. Paul then said that what kind of man he was before he came to the grace of Jesus Christ. He said that he was in Judaism before he came to know Lord Jesus Christ. He says he was advancing in Judaism beyond many of his friends and colleagues. He was zealous for the parental and ancestral traditions. He says, "But God, who set him apart from his mother's womb, called him through his marvelous grace to reveal his son, Jesus Christ. God called Paul through his grace, not based on Paul's works." Beloved, Paul, whose name was Saul, was the most religious person in that city. However, all his law-keeping zealousness did not change a bit until he came in terms with the grace of Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the more legalist he became, the more meticulously he tried to follow the way of the law of Moses, the more angry and cruel he became. He was on a murdering parade, killing innocent Christians. He persecuted women and children and arrested them and persecuted them. He was more and more thirsty of the blood of honest, truthful, and helpless people. But on the day when he was on the way to Damascus, when Jesus, who is filled with grace, appeared to him and grabbed hold of his life powerfully, Paul understood how wrong he was all those past years. He looked inside and figured out how narrow and small his thinking was in the sight of the Lord. He realized how bad he was inside, although he was a lawkeeper, a man of no and don'ts. Paul wrote in Galatians chapter 3 verses 3 to 4, and listen carefully to his words. He says, "How foolish can you be after starting your new lives in the Holy Spirit? Why are you now trying to become perfect by your own human effort? Have you experienced so much for nothing? Surely it was not in vain, was it?" End of quote. My beloved, if you know Jesus, this is not what you would learn from Jesus. You would become more gracious and loving. You would put the picked up stones down instead of hurting others with it. You will stop bruising and hurting others with your legalistic mentality, undermining the grace of the Lord. When the grace of Christ triumphantly marches, The growth of the legalist has already been arrested and checked by the Lord of grace and love. You see, people were thirsty for grace in Jesus' day. People are still thirsty for grace today. No one else in this world would offer grace of God to people other than the true Christians who are being transformed by God's grace. Our today's Bible insight is a thought-provoking verse. It says, "For of His fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ." End of quote. Out of Christ's fullness of grace, you have received grace upon grace. Now, why are you turning around and demand legalism from co-believers? The false teachings Paul addressed in the first century is still around us in our midst. They will not put their weapons down unless true Christians stand firm in the grace and truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. You started your Christian life based on heaped upon grace Jesus Christ crowned on you, don't you? Now you want to perfect and finish your race by your own best efforts? You teaching that also? How foolish such an outlook, the Bible reminds. Moses gave the law. However, more importantly, grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of the law. We do not know what exact time Paul became an arch enemy of legalism. After being raised and taught in that system, the grace of Christ changed him completely and totally, and he became a warrior of grace and love rather than hatred, anger, and murdering spirit coming out of legalistic people. He may have changed on the road to Damascus when Christ appeared to him, or it could be later when he was in Arabia for 3 years upon pondering what Jesus' appearance meant to him. Galatians 1:17-18. Either way, I am glad the truth of the marvelous grace of the Lord revealed to us in the pages of the Bible through this man who was once a bloodthirsty lawkeeper. Is this not a solemn awakening for all of us today? Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, thank you for the wonderful, marvelous grace that is revealed in and through the person of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, I come to you this day, and I thank you for the grace and love that is available in Jesus Christ. I accept Jesus died for all of my sins and rose again. And I know that I can have the forgiveness of sins and cleansing from Jesus Christ. I accept Him as my Savior and Lord. Lord, as I grow in you every day, help me to understand the depth of the grace, the height of the grace. May it amaze me every day. I wonder how great you are. And I worship you, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.